Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Monday. Time for ADX Digital with Lexi Mendoza. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Go by there and check it out. Send them an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com. I've got Lexi Mendoza in the studio this morning to talk to you about digital marketing and advertising. It's, if you're a business owner, if you need to get your product or service out there, there is no better way to do it than advertising on television, social media. ADX Digital can help you with all of that. Lexi, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Thanks, Jake. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So people out there listening, they've got their business. They've got something they need to promote, events. I mean, there's all kinds of things that people need to advertise for, and also political.
Yeah.
People running for office. I mean, there's no better time to advertise and to get ahead of that with digital advertising than when you're running for office, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'll be watching, you know, connected TV in the morning as I'm like getting ready for work. And mm-hmm. I see so many political ads.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
Definitely.
Some being the same candidate multiple times. Got to get that frequency up, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. At least three times. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I mean, political is obviously, we're in a political year. So political is really big right now. And really, digital is a great way for political candidates to engage with their voters. So, you know, especially in today's world, everyone is constantly connected to the internet. They're constantly on their phones. They're constantly, you know, looking at websites or apps on different devices. And so that is really where to reach consumers at this point. With political ad spending, it's projected to be up 30% from 2020. And that projection has digital media or digital advertising getting 28% of that 2024 political season spend. Wow. So that's nearly triple what candidates were spending on digital specifically back in 2020. So, you know, I know we do this show on a weekly basis, and a lot of times I do talk about how digital is trending up. It's trending up. And, you know, with political, the story is the same. It is trending up. Digital is going to be big for political ad spending this year. And a lot of that money, too, is going to be spent on over the top, which is OTT advertising. So that's when, you know, you're streaming content on your connected devices. So your Apple TV, if you have a Roku stick, that's where a lot of political advertising budget is going to be spent. So we're going to dive a little bit into our OTT product today, as well as some other video products, too, because video is another product that's going to be really, really big for political advertising.
I would think they would go for social media a lot on that for the
video. Yeah, you would think. I mean, so with Facebook and Instagram, there's actually a lot of restrictions when it comes to political.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I mean, a lot, like, I think that was about 10% of the spending I saw. Mm. But again, it is a little tricky because you can only run political ads. I think it's in the newsfeed or on Instagram stories.
Oh.
You aren't able to run it in like Marketplace or the Audience Exchange or a lot of different areas where you can typically run Facebook and Instagram ads.
Okay.
So that is why, you know, there's some limitations with social media when it comes to political.
But OTT, you're getting to people while they're sitting down after dinner watching their favorite programs on the Roku stick or what have you, Amazon stick.
Exactly.
And
that reach of digital advertising extends beyond traditional boundaries. So, you know, you think of like a TV ad, a cable TV ad, or a billboard, that's all limited by geography. Whereas digital ads and streaming, when you're streaming content through OTT, you can reach voters wherever they are. And it's always like when they're moving around, too, you can still reach them. You can reach them on their mobile device, when they're on the go, when they're at home, like you said, cooking dinner.
Yeah.
They can watch on their connected devices. And so just being able to really reach users where they are is something that is very unique to digital advertising. So with digital advertising, it's also ensuring that these candidates can maintain a constant presence in voters' lives. So brand awareness is a very important part of all of our digital campaigns here. You want to keep your message top of mind throughout the overall campaign. You want to keep, and campaigns typically, you'd want a campaign to run for minimum of like 6 months, you know, is a really good time frame to start a campaign. Because like I said, like, somebody is not always going to be in the market for your product or service at the time that they first see your ad. So the importance is building that brand awareness, making sure you're staying top of mind for voters when it does come time to vote. And so you really need to get that frequency up. You really want to be serving your ad a lot of times over a long period of time. So another leg up that OTT has over just regular TV is the targeting options that we can do with OTT and with digital in general. So you can actually target, you know, the ideal voter that you're looking to reach. We can target by political categories, and that's all through our behavioral targeting capabilities. So our behavioral targeting is allowing us to target users based on their online and offline activities. So, you know, where they're going, what they're looking for online. We can target, you know, somebody who is a Democrat versus a Republican. You can also use a list to target specific voters. So, for example, if you have a list of past voters that you want to reach again this election, you can do that through one of our opportunities or one of our strategies that we call custom audience matching. So we'll go into our targeting strategies a little bit here when it comes to OTT. Just to give an overview, too, of the OTT product in general. So over the top is what OTT stands for. OTT is running video ads 100% on connected TVs. So, you know, that would be your Apple TV, or if you have a Roku stick that you plug in to watch your programming. It's all content that's going to be embedded into the programming that people stream on their connected devices. So we can serve into a lot of different apps on these connected devices. Some examples being the ABC app, or if you're familiar with like Fubo or Sling TV, NBC, Food Network, Fox Sports. There's hundreds of different apps that we can serve into on connected devices, and those are just a couple to give you a few examples. And overall, I'll have you guess this actually, Jake.
Okay.
So,
all right.
How many people do you think use streaming video platforms? What percentage of U.S. adults?
Of U.S. adults, mm-hmm. What percentage use streaming?
Yeah, so no, ooh, like cable TV. These are all like streaming.
Who's
OTT.
Cut the cord? Well, let me
the
see.
Cord
I cut the cord years ago, so I'm going to say it's pretty high. I'm going to say at least 60%. 65%?
It's actually 93%.
Oh,
isn't
okay.
that crazy?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, so I watch streaming TV every single day now.
Me too.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. I'm always watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty bad at binging stuff too.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I went through an entire season of whatever, I forget the name of the show, but a show released this weekend and I watched the entire season this weekend.
Oh,
I'm pretty
man.
Bad.
Yeah. It happens. You're sitting there
happens.
Like, I did have plans, but nope, I'm going to sit here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that just goes to show that everybody is watching on the streaming content. They're watching OTT now. So it's a great place to be from a political standpoint. And kind of diving into the different strategies. So one of the advantages of digital and that we can do on this OTT product that we offer is targeting. We can target a specific type of consumer. So with all of our campaigns, we always start with geography. So here we'll start with, you know, specific zip codes or cities to make sure we're targeting the specific area that the candidate is running in.
And that's important because your people outside of that area can't vote for you.
Exactly.
It'll be a different district.
Especially important is the geography when
right.
it comes to political.
Right.
And so then we've got our different targeting strategies that we can then layer on top of the geography. And so the first one we talked about a little bit was our behavioral targeting. So this is really being able to zero in on your specific consumer based on their actions that they've taken in the past 30 days. So their online actions could be, you know, what they're researching, what they're browsing, if they filled out specific forms online, or even where they're going to. So wherever they take their phones and the places that they're visiting is all going to contribute to this data that we're able to gather to understand who this consumer is and if they are going to be a consumer that we want to reach based on the campaign. So, you know, in this specific situation, it's people who maybe have donated to specific parties or visited certain political candidate sites. Like all of that is going to help us draw these conclusions on who we want to target based on the campaign. It
could be like maybe even like where they eat, like yeah. the restaurants they visit mm-hmm. or stores that they go to. I mean, you can get a lot of information from stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of data that can be gathered, and that really helps us to drive our message and deliver the message to the correct person.
Right.
Because you don't want to be served an ad that makes no sense to you of something that maybe you're never going to buy. You know, it's important that we're reaching the right consumer for our from the client standpoint as well as from the consumer standpoint. Mm-hmm. So another type of strategy that we can use here is AI, and that is actually using machine learning to target consumers based on who is engaging with the ad. So our AI strategy actually starts with that geography and no other targeting layered in. So how it starts is we start to serve the ad within that specific geographic area, and then we're able to see and gather data on who is engaging with that ad. And so, for example, like what streaming apps they're using, what creative they saw, what websites they're browsing on, and then all of this information is gathered into machine learning, and then we're able to show that ad to more people like the ones who have already engaged with it. So this strategy is really helpful at getting people who are highly likely to be prospects of the product or the service, but they haven't actually taken any action that has put them into like one of those behavioral targeting categories that we were talking about. So this is very good at it. We call it the broom strategy, at like sweeping up people that may have otherwise have been missed. And we see it, you know, perform really well for a lot of our campaigns. We have this AI strategy layered in, and it really does do a great job of kind of finding those users that could have otherwise been missed, but are actually highly likely to be prospects of the product or the service.
So somebody, let's say just a local politician, not, you know, I mean, just county commissioner or, you know, school board or something like that. That's somebody that may not have a huge budget, but ADX can help them as well, right? Like just give ADX a call, send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com, and you can work with their budget. You can work with, you can kind of design their campaign, or not their campaign, but their advertising campaign for them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Budgets range, you know, we have minimums in place to make sure that the campaign is effective.
Right.
But, you know, depending on, we always develop a percentage. So we understand based on the budget and based on all of the targeting parameters we're layering onto the campaign, we can see the percent of the market share that you're reaching. Mm. And so we always want that to be between 40 and 70%, because that is where, you know, we have a large enough scale, but also a high enough frequency to make sure that our audience is getting served the ad multiple times because they have a higher likelihood to convert or to take an action.
Right.
So that's something, you know, we in our client capabilities and also during the pitch presentation, we present to our clients. And if it's below that 40%, you know, we work together to get that percentage up, because we do want to have a good share of the market that we're reaching to make sure that both scale and frequency are being accomplished in the campaign.
Yeah. And with political, especially, sometimes it's just the name recognition that mm-hmm. will win an office for somebody. I mean, if you're on OTT advertising and people see you out and about and they know your name, when they go to the ballot box, a lot of the times they'll see a list of names and they go, oh, I know that guy. I saw him on television the other night.
Name.
They recognize the name, and then mm-hmm. boom, you got a vote. So it really is effective.
Frequency is huge for political. Like I said, I'll see, you know, the same ad two or three times mm-hmm. in one morning while I'm getting ready.
Right. Especially on Roku.
Yeah.
Lots of repetitive ads mm-hmm. on Roku. So we need more. Come talk to ADX Digital. We need more ads to watch, except the same ones over and over and over again. 850-262-6126. I want to give that number out. You can call them directly, 262-6126, or send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. My guest, Lexi Mendoza. It is the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. It is a call or text in show. If you have any questions or comments, 437-1620, and we'll get that answered right here on the air. All right. Take it away, Lexi. What else we got?
Yeah. And then one other important strategy for political that I think can be very effective is our custom audience matching strategy. So that is when we take a list that has emails, addresses, or phone numbers, and we're able to serve ads to those people, to that list of people. on streaming OTT content. So, for example, what we could do here is take like a past voter list, so people that maybe voted, you know, a couple years ago, and we can then upload that customer list and match to those specific users and serve those specific users ads on their connected TVs. So what we can do, you know, even if there isn't a big enough list, we can always build a lookalike audience as well. So that takes the existing list that you have, and then we're able to target people with similar characteristics to those people. So similar to kind of like the AI machine learning we were just talking about, we can then, you know, utilize that to target people similar to those who we would be reaching on the existing list that the client has. So we kind of look at custom audience matching as like a digital direct mail. But with direct mail, you know, there are some downfalls to it where, you know, you'll reach one household usually one time. It can be very expensive to print it, to mail it. There's not the frequency there like we were just talking about. You typically just mail it once to the household and it can get missed. It's also hard to track if people are actually looking at it when they see it in their mail. But with digital direct mail, we can actually reach that household digitally multiple times because we can serve that ad multiple times across different devices as well. So we can serve an ad, you know, to somebody's connected device, and then, you know, we can serve an ad to their mobile device or their desktop when they're browsing on their laptop or something like that. So we like to think of custom audience matching as a digital version of direct mail. And with that, we're also able to provide a lot of different insights reports with the custom audience matching. We can actually take those users and we can figure out like who your specific audience is, what their age is, their household income, do they have children, different characteristics of your audience. And then we can use that when we're trying to build out the targeting parameters of the campaign. And that will help us be able to tell, you know, who is your audience, layer on those specific characteristics when we're developing the target audience to reach more people that, you know, would be a good candidate for your campaign, your digital campaign. So that's all OTT, but kind of there are some other options when it comes to political advertising outside of just OTT ads, even though a lot of that budget will be spent on OTT. Video is just big for political. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have multiple other products that offer video too outside of our OTT video product. So some of those, for example, we've got our standard video product. So that serves on your desktop, tablet, and mobile devices. And that plays before content that you've selected to watch or even during the content that you've selected to watch. So when you're on a website and app and you see, you know, a video and there's an ad that plays before the video, that would be a video pre-roll, or what we call a mid-roll is when it plays in the middle of the content.
Yeah, I see those a lot nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all those video ads can click back to a website, whereas with OTT, the brand awareness is the main KPI there. You're getting your name out, but a lot of people aren't clicking through on an OTT device.
What is KPI?
Oh, sorry. A key performance indicator.
Gotcha.
Good question. Yeah, yeah. So the main goal of the campaign, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
So with just standard video ads, you're able to click through to the website. Mm-hmm. So if that's an important goal, then your standard video ads are going to be a good product to be using. Some other video products that we offer are native video. So native is a product where it looks like it is part of the content where it serves. So it kind of blends in with the website. The coloring changes, the text changes. You know, it's meant to match the background so that when you're looking at the website itself, you'll read that ad like it's part of the website. And this is one that actually builds in real time. So we'll just have elements that we put into the system. For example, the title of the ad, we'll have the call to action, whether you want to say, you know, learn more or buy now or whatever the call to action is. We'll put that copy in, as well as the actual video itself. The logo, there's a couple different elements we'll put in there. And then the ad actually builds in real time as it serves on the website so that it actually matches where it serves.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Technology.
We also talked a little bit about Facebook and Instagram. So you can still serve, you know, video ads on Facebook and Instagram, although we did talk a little bit about the limitations of where they can serve when it is political advertising. But that's still another big one that people use because it does actually allow the candidates to interact with the voters in real time. Mm. through responding, you know, in comments or even hosting live Q&A sessions. So it's still a big one, regardless of the limitations when it comes to social media. We've also got mobile conquesting. So that is our product where ads are served directly to your mobile device, and that can be display or video. It's also an option to run video there where it serves on websites or apps, and it's all on your mobile device. And then a good alternative to social media would be our social mirror product, because with social mirror, it would look exactly like it would on Facebook or Instagram, or even if you have like a TikTok, any of the 8 platforms that we can mirror ads from. You can use that same exact social media post, but then serve it on websites and apps outside of social media. So, you know, that also can help kind of get around those limitations, because it's not serving, well, I guess the initial post will be on Facebook or Instagram, but then right. We'll be able to take that post and scale it much larger than that without having to worry about any of the limitations nice. When it comes to social media. So that's a great option. And with Social Mirror, you can have a stories ad. You can have a carousel ad with multiple different videos. And we even have a Social Mirror OTT option where we'll create a scan code. So it'll be your social media post that we mirror on a connected device and nice. Develop a scan code so that people who are watching on their connected device can scan with their phone, and it can go to the website or, you know, to buy tickets or whatever the call to action may be. So that's another great option as well.
And I see that happen a lot now, because people are, you know, even on their phones while they're watching TV. So then when those QR codes and stuff come up, they're just like, oh, I'll just go to my camera, boom. And they can just sit from the couch and hit it. And then boom, they're right on the website. It's really convenient.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great way to get people to go to the website. Because, you know, a lot right. of people, like I was saying, like on an OTT device, you very rarely... And I think you even have to have like a specific type of clickable remote. Like not every device is going to let you click through on an OTT device.
Right.
So that scan code really is a great option to get people to be able to visit your site from an OTT device.
Right. Lots of great options. Lots of great advantages to using ADX Digital. Come by and see them. They're right over here in our station, 7251 Plantation Road. Give them a call, 262-6126. Send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Let them know what you need, and they will be able to serve you. Thank you, Lexi.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.